I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 1st. Two teenagers are under arrest and a third is being sought in connection with an unarmed robbery in Wollaston last night. Police say the teens attacked a 23-year-old Quincy man outside Supreme Liquors on Hancock Street at about 10 p.m., punched him in the face, and stole his iPhone, wallet, backpack, and some other possessions. The teens fled on foot, but police were able to track the iPhone and located the suspects at Quincy Shore Drive and Atlantic Street. Two were arrested after a chase using a canine. The third suspect remains at large. The 16-year-old boys are from Boston and Weymouth. Police recovered most of the stolen items, and the victim was not seriously hurt. Inmates who are released from the Norfolk County House of Corrections after their sentences will be offered support services to help them re-enter society. Recently, Sheriff Patrick McDermott opened the new Hope Center in Braintree, which stands for Healing, Opportunity, Purpose, and Engagement. McDermott said the new center will provide services, including substance use treatment, 12-step recovery meetings, peer support, and mental health support groups, along with food, housing, and employment assistance. McDermott said the goal of the new center is to reduce recidivism by focusing on issues that lead people into criminal behavior. The center was initially funded by the sheriff's office, but a nonprofit has been established to continue raising money to support that new center. 18 more students have successfully completed Quincy College's new Pathmaker program, funded by a $750,000 grant that prepares students for high-demand job opportunities in Massachusetts' life sciences industry. The latest graduates, including three Quincy residents, bring to 32 the number of individuals this year alone who've earned educational credentials necessary to enter the biotechnology and biomanufacturing workforce. The accelerated Pathmaker classes consist of 14 hours of hands-on training twice a week for 8 weeks. Students also receive transportation reimbursement, an educational stipend, a laptop computer, and job placement assistance. Students who graduated from the cohort are residents of communities throughout Greater Boston, including Andover, Everett, North Billerica, Quincy, Revere, Somerville, Stoneham, Weymouth, and Winthrop. On the second day of the high-profile murder trial against Karen Reed, her defense attorney raised questions about the investigation when a police officer took the stand. Reed is charged with second-degree murder in the 2022 death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. He was found in the snow outside fellow Boston police officer Brian Albert's home in Canton. Prosecutors say Reed hit O'Keefe with her SUV. Reed says she's been framed in a wide-ranging cover-up. Stephen Sarif, the first officer from the Canton Police Department to arrive on the scene after O'Keefe was found, was called by the prosecution on Monday. Yesterday began with cross-examination from defense attorney Alan Jackson. Reed's team has questioned why investigators didn't go into the home or talk to the homeowners after O'Keefe was found. The defense also showed Sarif a video, which he acknowledged showed a person walking from the area where O'Keefe was found toward the house. Sarif also acknowledged a discrepancy between what was in his initial written report and his claim months later that Reed said, quote, "This is my fault. I can't believe this happened," end quote. Court adjourned just before 1 o'clock yesterday. Court will not be in session today, and tomorrow will be a half day. Trials expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. The defense team representing the driver charged in connection with that deadly crash into the Apple store in Hingham in 2022 now claims that faulty artificial intelligence technology caused the crash. Crash happened at the Apple store at the Derby Street Shops in Hingham on November 21st of 2022. Bradley Ryan of Hingham appeared in court yesterday, where his lawyers filed a motion against Toyota, claiming AI software installed in his car caused it to unintentionally accelerate. Prosecutors said Ryan was driving a 2019 Toyota 4Runner when it crashed through the front glass window of the Apple store. Investigators said in the 5 seconds before the crash, Ryan accelerated to 60 miles per hour, and there was no indication he hit the brakes. Ryan's lawyer now wants crash data from Toyota to support their idea. The prosecution asked the court for more time to review the claim. After the crash, Ryan told police that the crash was caused by his foot becoming stuck on the accelerator pedal. Ryan was arrested hours after the crash and charged with motor vehicle homicide by reckless operation and reckless operation of a motor vehicle during his initial arraignment in Hingham District Court the day after the crash. Kevin Bradley, a 65-year-old construction worker from Wayne, New Jersey, was killed in the crash. Nearly two dozen other people were injured. Last year, Ryan was indicted by a Plymouth County grand jury on charges of second-degree murder, motor vehicle homicide by reckless operation of a vehicle, 18 counts of aggravated assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and 4 counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Governor Healey yesterday signing into law a new 9-month limit on how long families can live in Massachusetts emergency shelters, and stamped her approval on the legislature's plan to pull up to $426 million from a savings account to pour into the ongoing migrant housing crisis. Numerous exemptions will be available to families that bump up against the 9-month cap under the law crafted by top Senate and House Democrats. Two additional 90-day stays will be available to those who are employed, participating in an approved training program, or meet one of a slew of protected criteria, such as seeking to avoid educational interruptions for a child or children enrolled in public schools, those who are pregnant or recently gave birth, people with a diagnosed disability or documented medical condition, those to whom domestic violence poses imminent risk of harm, or veterans not already enrolled in services specifically tailored to veterans. The new law steers another $251 million toward the beleaguered shelter system to cover costs through June 30th. Current appropriations for the system were set to run out early this spring, possibly as soon as this month. For fiscal 2025, where it starts July 1st, the Healey administration can pull $175 million more from the same savings account, known as the Transitional Escrow Fund, on top of whatever funding is included in the general budget. Including yesterday's infusion, fiscal 2024 appropriations for the Emergency Assistance Shelter System now total around $826 million. A check of business news this morning, and stocks tumbled. The Dow sank 570 points. The NASDAQ lost 325. The S&P dropped 80. Asian stocks fell, with most of the markets in the region closed for a holiday. And U.S. stocks did close out their worst month since September. The euro was down, and oil is trading at just over $81 a barrel. In sports, Bruins drop one to Toronto, 2-1 in overtime. Last night, the series will be back in Toronto tomorrow night at 8 o'clock for Game 6. The Bees still lead 3-2. And the Celtics are back in it against Miami at the Garden tonight at 7:30 for Game 5 of their playoffs. Celtics lead 3-1. The Red Sox shut out the Giants at Fenway last night 4-0. That series continues tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, some morning showers and then cloudy for the rest of the day with a high 59 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 45. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, and a high tomorrow near 70 in some places. Friday, some morning clouds, some afternoon sun, high 61. Cloudy 60 on Saturday. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, east winds 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide 6:12 p.m. Sunrise 5:38, set at 7:43. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 1st.